Martha Woodroof's first novel, Small Blessings, addresses some serious topics: anxiety, grief, alcoholism, loneliness, and self-doubt. But Woodroof's approach is ultimately optimistic. Woodroof has only recently added author to her resume. In her other past lives, she was a teacher's aide, a restaurateur, a TV news anchor, and then there was the time she spent in public radio.
I hosted All Things Considered. I was mainly a reporter. I wrote a blog, and the whole time I was sort of a small emergency backup, Lynn Neary, reporting on books and publishing for NPR. And it was the best gig in the world.
And it's not surprising that such a book lover would eventually write a novel. The book is called Small Blessings, and there's even a character who's an NPR editor in the story. He uses a hilariously grim metaphor to describe his work.
Getting pecked to death by ducks. That was the expression my first book editor at NPR used to use. I would call up and say, "Oh, Loretta, how's your day?" And she'd say, "Oh, I've been pecked to death by ducks."
Woodroof says a lot of moments in Small Blessings are like that, cribbed, as she says, from her own experiences and interactions.
I guess I just enjoy the details of life.
And it can be said that Small Blessings is about enjoying the details of life, too. As the title suggests, the story is small in scope, but universally relatable. The main character is a Shakespeare professor, but the story is told from the points of view of other characters, too. A combative alcoholic feminist, a feisty grieving mother, a timid child, an overcompensating charmer, and a spontaneous bookseller, all of whose lives are completely turned upside down.
I wanted to look at characters who are doing the best they can, but whose lives are perhaps a bit parched, and present them with an opportunity to grab on to a more fulfilling life. And the big question is, will they have the guts to do it?
Woodroof says Small Blessings explores how challenging it can be to embrace change, even when that change is for the best.
And the sort of relentless nature of confusing incidents in life, you can either dive under the bed and in despair, or you can find it amusing and do the best you can and hope for the best and realize that every good day that happens really is a good day, not argue with it.
And maybe realize that every good book that happens is really a good book and not argue with it. For WCQS, I'm Greta Johnson.